You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I know we're going to get to at least three calls for long time, first time. Ariana, Mercedes, and Sammy for sure. And if we can do more, we will. But let's start off with the order that they came in. Hey, Ariana, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. Shucks, we're doing so good. We can't stand it. How about you?
I'm good. I am finally graduated from college, so that's exciting.
Well, smell you.
What did questions.
Yeah,
two questions.
What's your degree?
Three questions.
Let's start with what's the degree? What'd you get?
Okay. I'm a zoology major.
Shut up.
Oh. Now I got multiple questions. What are you going to do with that degree?
So I have 10 more years of school left. So I'm going to go for my vet degree and do exotic animal veterinary medicine eventually.
You're going to operate like on tigers and stuff.
Yeah, essentially.
Or more exotic than that.
What's more exotic than a tiger?
I'd like to work for a zoo and do conservation projects through the zoo or something like that.
Huh. You don't really have 10 years more of schooling, do you?
Yeah, because I'm going to go get my master's degree first, and then I'm going to go to vet school.
I'm exhausted just listening to you talk about all this.
By the time you get done with all your schooling, you'll be ready to retire.
The tigers will be extinct.
I know. I figure, you know, if I'm going to work for the rest of my life, I might as well enjoy what I'm doing.
Well, that's really cool that you're so passionate about this, that you're willing to, you know, go all these years at school.
Hmm. Yeah.
Where did you graduate with your first degree?
I went to Colorado State University in Fort Collins.
Well,
never heard of
Rams, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then the last question is, when all of this is said and done, what are your student loans going to be totaling?
Oh, gosh. Well, right now I only have $5,000, so that's not too bad. And then by the time vet school's over, probably $150,000.
Good night. Do you have good grades? Can you get scholarships and stuff for continued education like that?
Yeah, I can get scholarships. And I looked into going into the military because they'll pay for your vet school, but I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that's a commitment, too.
Yeah, it is. They require, I think, 4 to 6 years after you graduate. So I'm like, I'll already be like 35 by the time I finish school. I might as well just...
So, what's your favorite animal?
Everybody asks me that question.
I gotta know.
Let's see. I'm gonna have to say a polar bear. I like polar bears.
That's a strong answer right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So,
like, do you have a dream of like working with? Do you have a dream of like working with one specific type of animal, or are you just gonna do like a broad base? All animals.
I'd really like to work with all sorts of different animals because I think it'd be cool to know the anatomy of all sorts of different species.
Yeah, so. That's pretty darn cool.
Just be careful with the monkeys because they throw poo.
So. I don't like monkeys. That's the only animal that I don't like.
They're kind of mean, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
They are gross.
Well, isn't it interesting? The ones that are the most closely related to us are the ones that disgust you the most.
Dom's
right?
Got his finger in his nose right now.
You know, we have descended from those and we don't like them. So what does that tell you? So, you know what? I love you for listening to this radio show. And this is your first time to call. And we welcome you and we wish you all the best with vet school. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for everything that you guys do. I've been listening to you guys since I was super little, and my mom would write the mind bender down in our house every morning, so I love listening to you guys, so thank you.
Oh, you are the best.
Thank you for calling.
Have a great weekend. You be safe, okay?
Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye, Ariana. Jeremy.
What a smart cookie right there, huh?
I know.
That is super impressive.
I know, but
it makes you wonder what you did with your life, you know?
It's $150,000.
That's a lot of money. She'll get scholarships. She sounds super bright.
Hello, Mercedes. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Oh, I have to go on after that caller. Yikes.
I know.
Yes, you do.
The bar
is in the spotlight.
The bar is set very high.
I certainly cannot reach that, but I'll try.
What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just hanging. I'm about to do some weeding, actually. So exciting.
Weeding.
Like pulling or smoking?
Yep. Pulling weeds. Pulling weeds.
All right.
Weeds.
Just wanted to clear that up for you. Any family that might be listening.
Well, you know, and the thing is, we've had enough calls this week, Mercedes, who were doing the other kind.
Yeah.
that we do have to kind of confirm here.
You do.
It was
Colorado.
Make the weeding process a little bit
more enjoyable. I mean, you could probably snack through the whole thing then. And, or you'd pull like one weed and think you've been working for like 4 hours, you know. Just pull it real slow.
Next thing you know, you're just on your back looking up at the clouds. Oh,
whoa,
wow.
When's it going to rain?
It looks like a unicorn.
We need the rain.
Oh, you're funny. What's on your mind today? You have a question for us or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been listening for quite a long time, and I guess I was just kind of wondering what some of your favorite summertime hobbies are.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, now that restaurants are opening back up, I'm super excited because a lot of times in the summer on weekends, I'll go to restaurants and do balloon animals for people at the tables.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah, something I like to do for the kids.
Mercedes.
Balloon animals.
Yeah, like, I'm really good at like doing a butterfly and a sword.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Butterfly. That's like a theme.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. I got the little pump, the little hip pack with all the balloons that hang over it. And I don't know. It's a little side hustle I do.
Sounds fun.
Well, I can't follow that up at all. I mean, how do I top Jeremy's balloon animals? So. Oh, summertime, I'm just regular mist. I'm like a lot of people in Colorado. I mean, it's outdoor stuff. It's hiking and walks. And
we like to camp. We do a lot of camping. That's actually on my to-do list this weekend. We keep our camper in storage, and I've actually got to go check on it this weekend and make sure it's still there, essentially.
Gotcha.
And
yeah,
are you a camper, Mercedes?
I'm a backpacker. My husband and I went backpacking in Canada for our honeymoon, so yes.
What? Tell me about that. Where'd you go?
We went backpacking in Banff for 16 days, and then we went back the year after that and went backpacking in Jasper and Yoho. It's amazing.
I am not familiar with those. Is it like wooded areas? Like, are you in the mountains?
It's the Colorado Rockies on steroids.
Really?
Well, I explained it. The Canadian Rockies are amazing. We met people who've been to Australia and New Zealand, and they said they're just as comparable.
Huh. Oh, cool. What a
great
honeymoon.
I know about Banff for winter sports, but I have never really had a lot of people talk to me about it in the summer.
Oh, fantastic. They have deeper valleys, so their mountains are actually higher. You can climb more mountains.
They have
these huge wide valleys and these beautiful, like, the color of the water, I can't explain the glacial water. It's quite exquisite.
And it sounds beautiful. It all sounds great, but I do have a question for you. Since you said it was your honeymoon, did you guys... in the mountains, like out in the open?
You know, we do, but you know, you're stinky and you're sweaty, and it's not the most
before or after.
So you broke in the Canadian Rockies, didn't you?
Wow.
Birds are running away. You know. Wow, good for you guys. That sounds fun.
When your husband said he wanted to climb Banff, he wasn't talking about a Canadian Rocky.
Well, he does drive the Benz, Dom, and his name is Dominic.
Oh, well, don't you have good taste?
Well, you know he's
good. Absolutely delightful. Thank you for listening for so long, and thank you for calling. I hope you have a terrific weekend, Mercedes.
Thanks, my pleasure. You too, guys. Love you, boys.
Love you.
Oh,
bye.
We love you. Man, oh, man. Time for one more. It's Sammy. Hi, Sammy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, good,
so
Sammy.
Good. We're excited. What are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
All my family's from Nebraska, so we finally get to go back to Nebraska this weekend, so I'm super excited.
Yuck.
Well, call's over.
What do you do in Nebraska?
Yeah, what do you do? Go to Carhenge like twice and then you're
hang
done,
out.
Right?
You know, just we just go through cornfields. That's all we do all day.
Yeah, so much corn.
Walk the cornfields.
Huh.
No, I have to know, really, what do you do for fun in Nebraska? I'm not being sarcastic. No. I mean, I'm serious.
What do you do when you get out there?
So, like, the towns that are super fun to go to are, like, obviously the big ones, like Lincoln or Omaha. So there's lots of fun things to do there. But we're from a little small town called Elm Creek. So mostly we just, like, hang out and scrapbook.
Okay.
Jealous.
You know, nothing wrong with that. Jeremy's wife was big into scrapbooking for a long time.
She did that for years, Sammy. All that creative memories stuff.
Jeremy.
You want to buy it?
All that extra stuff. I was going to say, you could pawn it off
on
Sammy.
We have so much product, Sammy. All the acid-free stickers.
So much stuff.
No, you need more. I'll sell it to you. I'll give it to you cheap.
I will tell you that I had to drive to Chicago and then Wisconsin a couple of years ago, and we stopped and stayed the night in Omaha, and the area where we stayed was beautiful and fun. I mean, the nightlife there was kicking, and I was really surprised. I know there are people right now listening, rolling their eyes, oh yeah, Omaha's a lot of fun. It was fun.
Country folks know how to party, too.
It was a cool area, so good for you.
The cities can be fun, you know.
Small town sounds kind of dreamy right now because my wife, her family's out in Iowa, and we love going back to those little small towns because they're so quaint and everyone's so friendly, and it is like just a slower way of life, too, and it's just nice.
Well,
good luck on your scrapbooking.
Is there anything you want to ask us, or are you good to go, or what's on your mind? You all caught up? What do you need?
So a question that me and my mom thought about on our walk today was if you guys have had any crazy fan experiences.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, probably more. Dom's been doing this a long time, so I know Dom has for sure.
Here's the only thing I will say, because I don't want to give any specifics, because I certainly don't want to give anybody ideas, but I can think of twice in my career, in just the Denver part of it, twice where the police had to get involved.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it can be a little nutty sometimes, but, you know, the other side of that spectrum is that the vast majority of people who listen to this show are the coolest people in the world and so fun and make our day and make us laugh. And when we go out and we do events, like Jeremy and I will go do happy hours and stuff, people come out and we just have the time of our lives. It's just, you know, look, there's 330 million people in America. Some of them are going to have a few screws loose, right? And sometimes those people gravitate towards morning radio shows.
We also say if we're even not out at an event and you see us and you recognize us, to just stop us and say hi. It's been so many times that we'll get emails the next day from people who are like, hey, I saw you at Walmart. I saw you out to dinner with your family. I wanted to say hi, but I didn't. We love that. If you're a fan and you listen, come say hi to us. We'd absolutely
want to
meet
you. And everything. We love that stuff.
Yeah. So don't be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Come say hi.
All right, good to know.
All right, Sammy.
Well, you are wonderful. Have fun in Nebraska, you big Husker, you.
Thank you. You guys are amazing. I've listened to you guys for like 14 years since I was like six, so just thank you for everything.
You're wonderful.
Ah, you're welcome.
We love you much, Sammy. Take care.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Since she was six.
We're big with six-year-olds.
She loved that mind bender, I guarantee you. She was a big brain in the back seat.
Yeah, there you go.